For years, I have been reading obituaries as if they were breaking news. And at my age, they are. As the old saw goes, I guess I'm just checking to make sure I'm not in there. But it can be mesmerizing reading if the writer, the deceased, his or her own self, or some witty member of the family has had that famous last word. I promise you, each of these obituaries is gospel, honest truth, just shortened. Here are some real sample obituaries. Ida May married Carl and then had a baby girl before the marriage fell apart, and they divorced. Ida's marriage was a three-ring circus. Engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffering, Ida said. I never knew what real happiness was until I got remarried, but then it was too late. New husband Albert wanted a son. Ida May wanted a dog. Ida May said, "With my way, we just ruined the carpet." At Albert's retirement, Ida sighed, "Great, now I get twice the husband and half the income." Ida May died on a Good Friday and joined her beloved daughter in heaven. Fortunately, her husband Albert preceded her in death and joined his mother in a much warmer climate. I wish I could take Ida May to lunch. I really like her. Another favorite, a lady, Tony, from Mississippi. Tony died after battling multiple diseases, lupus, rickets, scurvy, kidney disease, and feline leukemia. She had previously conquered polio as a child, contributing to her unusually petite ankles and the nickname Polio Legs given to her by her ex-husband. It should not be difficult to imagine the multiple reasons for their divorce 35 years ago. Tony served on the local library board. Ironically, the only correspondence she has received from the library since resignation has been the overdue notice for several overdue books. Between dialysis, ICU, and physical therapy, she selfishly refused to take the time to return those books. Her last words were, "Tell them the check is in the mail." Any gifts in her honor should be made to the county library to the overdue book fund. Our only male contributing obituary, Harry, and I quote, "He had a lifelong love affair with deviled eggs, Lane cakes, boiled peanuts, Vienna sausages on saltines, his homemade fig preserves, pork chops, turnip greens, and buttermilk, served in a martini glass garnished with cornbread." Another is Marianne, whose obit is a timely nod to the press. It reads, "Faced with the prospect of voting for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, Marianne chose instead to pass into the eternal love of God on Sunday." Needless to say, every one of these obits is from the storytelling South, celebrating the Southerner's way with language and lifestyle. Maybe this warped sense of humor is because of our humidity? Okay, it's a rhetorical question.